God. God gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
He heard me say that God can heal anything. Well, he had a broken foot. It's interesting because he had fallen and had some kind of an accident, and he was a surgeon himself, and they put this temporary cast on it. And they said it was this some kind of compound fracture that he's going to have to go back and have a surgery on it. Then they're going to put a solid cast on it. He's got to wear it for X amount of weeks, and it's going to heal up, take so much time, and then have to go through a little bit of rehab to get it going again. But he was so tormented with his drug deal, he didn't even take time to do that. He just got there first to try to get free from his drugs. But when he heard me, he said, and God can heal this too. I said, yes, he can. He said, I believe I receive it. And I said, amen. And I kept going down the line to minister to somebody else. And I turned over there out of the corner of my eye, saw some movement. And I looked, he was taking that cast off. And then he did this. Now, don't do this unless the Lord tells you to do it. But he said, glory to God. And he jumped on that broke foot. Well, you've either done real good or real bad. One or the other. That depends on if you heard from God or not. And I'm telling you, I was a witness to it. I saw him that afternoon. He had on a shoe. The swelling was completely gone down. God instantly put those bones back together. This is not just healing. This is a miracle of healing. Yeah. I mean, he instantly knit the bones together and the swelling was gone. And he never had to have a surgery, never had to wear a cast, nothing. He's a surgeon. He knows about this stuff. God healed him.
Amen.
Can God fix anything is what I'm saying. Can he heal anything? Somebody needs to hear this tonight. God, say it out loud, God can fix, can heal anything. 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 You care what it is. A lot of times people put up with stuff that they don't have to put up with. Chronic things and problems. Year after year, just put up with it. Put up with it when you could be healed. Didn't the scripture say you have not because you ask not? And of course, asking in faith is the key. But let's keep reading. Go to Luke 8. Luke 8:43. Said, and a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians. Now, who's God using to pen this? Dr. Luke. And he gives us a little more detail about the physician side of this thing. And this is important because extra detail is given here about the physician side than in probably most any other case recorded. He said that the woman had this issue of blood. Other translations say hemorrhage. She was hemorrhaging for 12 years. Well, now that's a long time to be losing blood and to be hemorrhaging. And she had spent what? Not just a lot. She had spent all her living upon physicians. It can be expensive to be sick. Can it? I mean, somebody one time was asking me, I got a sports car, and it's paid for. It was paid for before I got here. And somebody was asking me about, actually, I had a bright yellow. I mean, one that hurt your eyes almost. And I went out to get in it one day, and a fellow minister, he came by, and he saw me getting in that car. He says, is that your car? I said, yeah. He said, brother. He said, that's not you. I said, brother, you just don't know me. This is me. I like loud and fast. Amen. Don't tell me I don't. God must like loud and fast. How about thunder and lightning? It's loud and fast. Anyway, you know, somebody's asking me about that. Well, you know, what about this? Well, you know, I could buy a new sports car pretty regular just off the money I save not partying,
Amen.
Not smoking,
Amen.
Not drinking,
Amen.
Not doing drugs, Amen. Not going through divorces.
Amen.
That's worth several cars. Not being sick.
Amen.
How many sports cars could you buy with that? Not being just no doctor bills. Phyllis and I have gone year after year after year just healed and blessed and free. Well, and besides that, we've given cars to people.
Amen.
Just giving them to them. Well, then you ought to get some reaping out somewhere, shouldn't you? I mean, there ought to be some reaping coming down the road. So it's just wrong thinking, but it's expensive to be sick. It is a money robber. I didn't say the doctors were money robbers. Thank God for the doctors. But just going through the sickness, being sick costs you, doesn't it? It cost this woman everything she had. Now, he said that she spent all her living on physicians. Notice that he adds this, neither could be healed. He was a doctor himself. He said she couldn't be healed of any physician. You know, thank God for physicians. But, you know, there are some Christians and some ministers that tell us that God, Jesus did heal when he walked the earth, and the disciples healed. They had that power as a sign to show the authenticity of the church and to get the church started. But when the last apostle died, all that ceased, all these healings and miracles ceased, and now God's given us doctors and medicine to heal us. Well, if he did, we've gone downhill. Terribly. Because, you know, somebody said this one day, they're asking this minister friend of mine in another country, he was advertising for a healing meeting, and he said, everybody come. I don't care what's wrong with you. He said, if you have AIDS, come. If you have cancer, whatever you got, come. And some news media showed up, and they wanted to try to make him look bad, and they said, well, you said anybody come. AIDS, anything. You believe anybody could be healed of anything? He said, absolutely. They said, what if you pray for these people and they don't get healed? He said, well, they're no worse. He said, the cemetery is full of people. The doctors tried to help. Why aren't you over there interviewing them? See, people think wrong, don't they? No. He said, he has an accent, South African accent. He said, well, there no was. No worse. And that's a good thought. We're endeavoring to help people.
Amen.
Preachers should be endeavoring to help people. Doctors should be endeavoring to help people.
Yeah.
And if somebody didn't receive their healing, that didn't prove that the doctors are bad.
Right?
I don't mean we ought to be against hospitals and try to shut them down. Well, if somebody prayed for somebody and they didn't receive their healing, that didn't mean you're supposed to be against people that preach healing.
Amen.
Or against ministers or churches. And it doesn't prove it wasn't God's will to heal them. It's just for some reason they didn't receive. Still God's will.
Amen.
But now back to this. Some will say, well, God has given us. They'll even go so far to say in 1 Corinthians 12, you know, where it talks about gifts of healings. They'll say, well, that's the doctors. God's given us doctors, and he's given us science, and he's given us medicine, and these are the gifts of healings that he's given. See, people that don't believe in the fullness of the Spirit and talking in tongues and the supernatural, that's how they explain away some of these passages. Absolutely no. No, gifts of healings are not doctors. Thank God for doctors, but God is still in the supernatural healing business. Can you say amen? By his power, by his anointing. No, doctors and medicine are not a replacement for God's healing power. They are a natural helps to his healing ministry. Can you say amen?
Amen.
They are a natural helps, and as such, they're limited. People like to think we live in a day where science can fix everything, but it can't, friend. There's too many times it happens every day all over the world, and so soon that people look at you and say, I'm sorry, there's nothing we can do. Well, then if you had all your faith and confidence in man and in science, you're in trouble. You're hopeless. Go back with me to 2 Chronicles, please. Dr. Luke was a physician, and I don't know of any reason to presume that he stopped practicing medicine when he became a minister. I know of nothing to indicate such a thing. Understanding some things about how the Lord works, you understand there's both a spiritual side and a natural side. Just last week we studied about how this little girl, Jairus' daughter, was raised from the dead, and as soon as she was back to life, what did he tell them? Give her something to eat. Well, why? Well, her sister, she's been dead. I mean, her systems have been non-functioning, and the Lord says, do something natural now. I mean, that's about as spiritual as you can get. Somebody's spirit coming back into their body and being raised from the dead and being supernaturally healed. But immediately on the heels of that, he says, get some nutrition into her. Amen. This is the master, right? I mean, the prophet Isaiah, he told Hezekiah to take a poultice and put on a part of his body. Paul told Timothy to take a little wine for his stomach's often infirmities. Now, you know, every drunk knows that one. Right? Oh, yeah. Paul said, take a little wine. Well, that's a far cry from a fifth of whiskey. Some people surmise that there were problems with the water in that area. And he said, drink no longer just water, but take some of this. But anyway, there's medicinal things and natural things that help. But don't misplace your faith in men and medicine. Let me read this and then I'll explain why I'm emphasizing this. 2 Chronicles 16. 2 Chronicles 16 and 12. 2 Chronicles 16:12. Asa, in the 39th year of his reign, was diseased in his feet, until his disease was exceeding great. Yet in his disease he sought not to the Lord, but to the physicians. In other words, he sought on the, actually I believe it's the NIV. Anybody has an NIV close here? NIV? What does it say? The last part of that. He didn't seek help from the Lord, but only the physicians. Did you hear that? Not from the Lord, only the doctors. And verse 13, what happened? He died. He slept with his father. He didn't make it. He didn't recover. Now, we thank God for doctors and nurses and researchers. I pray for researchers regularly. I'll hear of something going on and I'll say, Lord, help them. Help them to find some things to deal with that disease. Help them to find, I pray, and get in faith about it. But this is not a replacement of God's healing ministry and power. This is simply a natural helps ministry to the far greater healing ministry of God. Amen. And we mustn't get our eyes on man and off of God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Woman with the Issue of Blood, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R801. That's R801. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.